Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Lady Boss Show. I am Veronica Charnell. I am so excited to be with you all, coming to you via In the Land of the Living, by the way of radio. So I was in, let's do a quick recap. First of all, I hope you're having a good day so far. If you're still at work, if you off, today in North Carolina for me is a little rainy, gloomy, but nevertheless, God is still good. So I'm here to give you your midday vibe, your midday motivation. Those of you who are new to my show, I like to switch things up. I also work with Bishop Nina Scott of Ty Scott Records, so I'm kind of a little busy. I'm also a member of the media, so I do also write with Newsbreak. I do have my own media company as well, and been working on some things behind the scenes. So if you haven't heard my voice, please forgive me, but I'm still here on this blessed platform, Soar Radio. Let me tell you now, Soar Radio is good ground. Don't listen. Don't. It's good ground. What Justin and his wife is doing is a blessing, and God is getting ready to bless them even the more. So how about the Soar Awards? I was in there with those on the virtual platform, watching, putting my comments in it, my two cents. Felt I'm the one that kept saying, I'm going to throw a shoe. I loved it. We know that towards the end, it went out. Facebook tried to be funny. The devil is a lie. But nevertheless, it was good. I was able to give away my, I had two tickets on the behalf of the Lady Boss Show. We gave away one ticket. He's also is a member of media radio personality. Carlos Hale was there. I was able to give it to him. He may have been busy, didn't know anything about it, but he was able to sit there in a virtual platform. I felt like he said, look, I want that ticket. And I said, brother, here you go. He is out of Nashville, Tennessee. He has like events during the Stella Awards thing. He had it. It's at Urban Radio, Urban Cafe Radio, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, you're going to hear his name, his radio, a lot as we get closer to the Stella Awards, which is going to Las Vegas, July 15th. They just announced it. But the Soul Awards were great. They had technical issues beyond their measured reach. They didn't think was going to happen. Sometimes it happens when you live streaming, but God still blessed it. That Jakeda Carr, if she didn't make the shabba ba 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 come out of everything, she is nothing but a walking fireball. I know Satan is scared of her. You hear me? He's scared of her, and that anointed me. I almost fell out in front of my iPad. You hear me? Yes, sir. So I was there, and hopefully next year I can get there in person. It seems like every year, first quarter is very hectic, busy for me. I relocated. It was just a lot. The first year for me is a lot, but I want to have things set up where I don't want anything to interfere with me attending the Soul Awards in the future, and hopefully you can attend as well. I may come back and talk about something. There's a consumer recall that's out. We're going to get into the music flow right now, but I may come back and tell you what the consumer recall is about, because I just completed writing an article on that, just in case you own this product. Okay, y'all. Hey, welcome back, y'all, to the Lady Boss Show on Soar Radio. Thank you for keeping it locked to this international radio platform. I do have a quick alert, trending topic, whatever you want to call it. It's nationwide, a product recall that's going on. Just in case you haven't heard, I wrote this article on Newsbreak. You can search Veronica Charnell Media. and it's on Newsbreak. It looks like all of the Yetis, not all of the Yetis, the Yeti soft coolers and gear cases are under recall. Approximately 1.9 million soft Yeti coolers and gear cases are impacted. This is why they're saying if a high power magnet attract one to another, it can cause the object to be detached. Pieces will come off, and if it's swallowed, it can ultimately affect the digestive system. I was thinking this. I was like, there must be some tiny little pieces that somebody can grab or eat. I'm thinking a child would not know any better. I don't have this product. I have to really see it to see how can a grown person swallow this. But they're saying if there's a possibility, if it's twisted, it can cause twisting, blockage in your intestines, an infection, blood poisoning, and God forbid, even death. The reason why they're recalling is because Yeti has received over 1,399 reports of these magnets. So people who have these products are saying, hey, these magnets are detaching, they're falling out, including other lost pieces. So far, there's been no report of anyone swallowing these magnets. So if you have these following products that I am going to call out, you can always reflect on what I'm saying by going to newsbreak.com. You can download Newsbreak app and search Ronica Charnell Media, and you'll find the article that I wrote about it. It's the Yeti Hopper M30 Soft Cooler 1.0 and 2.0, the Hopper M20 Soft Backpack Cooler, and the Sidekick Dry Gear Case is all under recall. Now, these items were sold in the United States. I don't know why I take companies who have a billion whatever dollars, who have people working for them, who have all these different departments that are supposed to keep a check and an eye on things. If you have this product that was sold, they said, in the stores and online from March 2018 to January of 2023, I started counting on my fingers. And I said, fingers said, what took them so long? From 2018. And then I'm going to give them a little grace and mercy. Okay, because the Bible says when you extend mercy to somebody else, God will allow you to also obtain mercy, right? It's a scripture. He who have mercy shall obtain mercy. So I'm thinking, well, we were shut down 2020 around the end of March. But then from March 2018 to 2019, that's a whole year. And then you have, now what happened? What happened? Why it takes so long? Then we started opening back up with the vaccinations coming out. And then the world started coming, you know, slowly trying to get back to normal. Well, now in 2023, the company Yeti saying, hold up, wait a minute. Yeah. Bring me my stuff back. Well, there were so many been detached. And ain't no telling how many people have it that these magnets came loose, these pieces came loose, and they were like, oh, well, and then they went on. Everybody don't report everything. So hopefully consumers, when you buy products and stuff ain't right, report it, because you can ultimately help your brothers and sisters or whoever nationwide, because it's a 1.9 million products out there. They have to snatch from these following stores off the shelves: Dick's Sporting Goods, Ace Hardware, Academy Sports, Yeti. Have to pull it from their online store. And there's other little stores nationwide that has these products. They can't sell them no more. So on the article, I put, there's a phone number you can call. You can go to the website, and there's an email address that you can get to. So consumers should call Yeti. You can tell them to give you the phone number. It's toll-free 833-444-3151. Let me say it one more. And again, for the seasoned saints. Seasoned saints, if you have this now, listen here, Deacon, Mother of the Church, anybody who's been running with the Lord for a long time. Any seasoned saint, it's 833-444-3151. 51. Now, you call them from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, Monday through Sunday. East Coast people, look, I'm East Coast. Don't be trying to call them and listen. Now they behind us 1 hour. We got to do the math. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help y'all out. We got to do the math. But okay, now wait a minute. Now it's 8 o'clock. We thinking they're open. They may not. Or it's 7 a.m. for us. They're not open. It's 6 o'clock over there. So even if it's 8 a.m. here, call them when it's 8:30 here, then it's 7:30 over there to give them folk time to turn their computers on. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help y'all out. Okay, y'all, let's get back.